It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
And we're studying through the book of Ephesians in our study. And let me say that it's a joy each time that I'm able to join with you in Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. You say, well, I know we have Bible study, and how do we have the fellowship? Well, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're listening right now, we're having fellowship. We're fellowshipping over the Word of God, Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. And whether you know it or not, I pray for you. You say, well, you don't even know who I am. Well, I know some of you, but even though I don't know your name, I still pray for you. I pray that as you listen to the Word, as we go through it together on this program, that God will speak to your heart, and it'll give you something to look forward to. It'll give you something that will encourage your heart as we study the Word of God together, Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. I pray for you that God is going to bless your heart as we study it together. And I pray for you, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I pray for you that you'll know Him as Lord and Savior. You need to get saved to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, once again, the Christian life is not a bed of roses. Don't let anybody tell you that you won't have problems as a saved person. You will. Why? Because you're still in this life. You're still in the body of flesh. And as long as we're here in this body of flesh, there's going to be problems. But thank God we can get through those problems because Jesus loved us, and we need to look into His Word. He's going to guide us. He's not going to forsake us. He tells us that He has all power, and that's what we've been studying about. We're studying about the local church in Ephesians chapter 5, and we looked at the word ye in verse 7 of Ephesians chapter 5. But God has given us so much that we need to be thankful for today. He's given us another day of life. He's given us the breath of life, the breath that we now breathe. He's given us the ability to hear as we study the Word of God together. And the greatest thing that we can hear is the voice of God speaking to us from His Word. He gives us what He wants us to have, and He wants us to have everything from His Word. He wants us to study, to show ourselves approved workmen that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. When we do this, we're showing God that we have reverence for Him, that we appreciate that He's given us His Word, that He's not left us here alone just to wander around, but He's given us the guidebook that you and I need as saved people, and you too as an unsaved person. He's given you the book so that you know how to go to heaven. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Well, last time we started, we continued our study about the local church. And I said the word ye in verse 7 of Ephesians chapter 5. It says, be not ye therefore partakers with him. The word ye is speaking to those people in that local church at Ephesus. But it's also speaking to you and I who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That is, if you have trusted Him as Savior, and that is, if you belong to a local church. He's speaking to you, to the local church, to the people of the local church you belong to. And I pray you do belong to a local church, because God has given us a prerequisite for Christian living, for success in this Christian life. I started reading verse 28, or chapter 28, verses 18 through 20 of Matthew. And let me start again reading those verses, starting with verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them. This is the 11 disciples. And you read that in verse 16 of Matthew 28. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And He goes on to say that, you know, all power is given unto Him. How could He make such a statement as this? Well, you see, the statement He made is really understandable when you know who Jesus is. Matthew 1:23 says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. He is God. And the Bible goes on to tell us that He is the Creator. He created all things. Jesus is the Creator of all things. He created. And not only is He the Creator, but he gives life. John chapter 1 and verse 3 says, all things were made by him. This is the Creator now. And without him was not anything made that was made. He gave life. He created. And Jesus is the only one who gives eternal life. John chapter 1 and verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He not only gave life to Adam and Eve, as we've seen in the creation account in Genesis, he also gave them eternal life when he provided the coats of skins, according to Genesis 3:21. And I remind you once again that he gives eternal life to all of those who will call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Well, he not only has the power, and I mentioned this last time, he not only has power to give eternal life, he also has the power to keep the saved person safe for all eternity. John 10:28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You see, saved people are secure in the Lord. Oh, this old body is going to die, and someone may kill us. I don't know. Someone may kill me. But they can't touch my soul. Neither can the devil. Because I'm safe and secure in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'd like for you to keep in mind this, the word ye. I'm speaking about the Lord's local church. And so is Paul the Apostle as he's writing the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 7. He's speaking to those people who gather together to praise the Lord, worship together, and then go out to serve the Lord. And I'd like to remind you of the importance of belonging to a biblical local church congregation. Now, we started reading in Matthew 28 and we saw that all power was given to the Lord. But in Matthew 28, Jesus continues by laying out the order in which a person is to become a member of a local church. And remember, we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And people forsake the assembling by not belonging to a local church. You cannot assemble yourselves together as the Bible has given us the guidelines by going to a club, by going to a restaurant. Now, you can assemble with other believers that way, but God has given us the express way that we as Christians are to do according to his word. We are to gather together in a local place to worship and serve him, and that's called the local church. Well, Jesus gives us the outline here, and he gives us the direction that we need in Matthew 28. He says, Go ye therefore, and that's verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations. In other words, telling people how to be saved. And then after salvation, he goes on to say, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And this means teaching people after salvation how to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. And this is so important for us to understand that we go to the local church to be trained to know what God has for us, to look into his word. And he goes on to say in chapter 28 of Matthew, he goes on to say, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. It makes no difference what comes our way. Jesus is going to be with us. He's with us. So we see the ye of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 7 are those people who are members of a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching local church. You see, the local church that people are to become members of follow the guide for church membership, as outlined in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And in order to be a member of a biblical church, a person is to first be a saved person. A person who is secondly, who becomes a member is secondly baptized by immersion after salvation. See, some people want to make what God tells us in his word confusing, especially when it comes to receiving eternal life and church membership. Well, notice that no one gets saved by joining a local church. No one gets saved apart from trusting Jesus as Savior. But I'd like for you to notice the outline given to us about and on the day of Pentecost. Notice the order of things on that day, the day of Pentecost. See, after Peter preached the gospel, this is be the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, something happened to some of the people present. Not all of them, but something happened to some of them. In verse 37 of Acts chapter 2, it says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart." And to me, this means the conviction by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts the heart and lets the person know that he or she needs Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It says, "Now when they heard after what Peter had preached, they were pricked in their heart. They were convicted by the Holy Spirit and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?" They wanted to know what to do. The Holy Spirit had spoken to their heart, and they knew that they needed something. Well, we see in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 what Peter's answer was to the people's question of Acts chapter 2 and verse 37. He says in verse 38, "Then Peter said unto them, repent." This means to change your mind. He says, change your mind about going to heaven your way and decide to go God's way. Receive Jesus as Savior. He said, repent, and then be baptized. He says, and be baptized. Notice, baptism came after salvation. He said, repent. Then he said, be baptized. Every one of you, not just those who feel like being baptized, but everyone who has trusted Jesus Christ, he's saying, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, it says in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Some people try to work this in as saying, well, you got to be baptized in order to be saved. But I notice that little conjunction, and. That word and says, and be baptized. First, you repent, and then you get baptized. That verse is plain, that those people who got saved on the day of Pentecost, they repented. They changed their mind of how they thought they were going to go to heaven their way, and they changed their mind knowing that Jesus Christ was the only way to heaven, and they trusted him as Lord and Savior on that day. And you keep reading it, about 3,000 souls got saved that day. Well, can you imagine all of those people getting baptized after the salvation? Can you imagine the 3,000 people? It would take quite a while to baptize 3,000 people, but they got saved and they got baptized. And again, I read in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, it says, "Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Well, we've talked about this before, how that when a person gets saved, they receive the Holy Spirit. How that God has given us more than salvation in this life. He's given us his word. He's given us, you know, we have Jesus Christ as our Savior. But he gives us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives within every person who names Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In fact, the Bible says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. What does that mean? That means that if you get saved, you have Jesus Christ. After you get saved, you not only have Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit living within you. You're a saved person, and you have the Spirit of the Lord living within you. What a great day it is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and to be on our way to heaven. Trust him today. And if you do know him as Savior, live for him. Let him guide your life.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.